Like the hopes and dreams crushed in every annual business plan from craft beer distro reps to their distributor, so are the days of our lives.
That's some inside baseball. Inside baseball start to the perfect part right there. But shout out to all the reps listening to the perfect part.
Hey, at least I said annual business plan instead of ABP. Oh, people would be like, what the fuck?
What the hell is that? ABP. Is that a new ABV way to say ABV?
And then I forgot the part where I was supposed to say, this is the perfect part.
Oh. Oh, wait. Oh, man.
Do we have to go back and do it over?
No, no. That's good. We're one take wonders here. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Rad Stacy. And the Nick is who cares?
Oh,
Just kidding. It's not like he's going to listen to it anyway.
Nah, he won't listen. A jerk. Nah, he's off an assignment this week. And hopefully he'll be back.
We sent him off.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any access to any Wi-Fi or internet where we sent him.
He's in the woods. We gave him one keg and... And he's all alone in the woods with the keg. And he's got to be able to drink the whole keg before the 3 days is up.
And we gave him a hand pump, too. So no help. He's fucked.
Yeah. We made it really difficult for him. And he's got to figure out MacGyver his way through drinking that whole keg. All right. Yeah, we took away one part of the
coupler.
Yeah, we took away one part, and he's got a MacGyver his way to getting everything out of that keg.
We gave him a hammer and a screwdriver.
Yeah,
if I could just get this ball out of here.
Yep. So I mean, we have to do it every quarter to everybody has to do it. All beer podcasters have to do it. It's just Nick's turn in the barrel right now. But, soon it'll be Rad Stacy's. She'll have to do it, too. So.
Oh, great. I don't think so.
Oh, well, all right. We'll see. We'll see when corporate comes down to talk to you. Yeah.
Where's the contract?
I don't know anything about that. I'm talent. We're just going to be hanging out with you, talking about the beers we drank last week, beers we're looking out for, and beers we're drinking right now. And currently, I am drinking a Persuasion Brewing Company out of Modesto, California, home of George Lucas and my mother's hometown. And look at that. Who went to school? I know I've said it before. Who went to high school with George Lucas? So
I feel like your mom's a more important... person in this story than George Lucas.
Sure. But, everybody knows George Lucas. So I have not many people have a movie about their mother's high school, what it was like being in high school or the nightlife of their mother's high school, which was American Graffiti. And so, yeah. If you want to look,
cool.
Go watch American Graffiti. It's a classic. Before
Clovis
Star Wars.
High peeps, how come we don't have a movie about what it was like being at Clovis High?
Oh, somebody do it. Was it? That's
I feel
called,
like there is one. It's called Fargo.
It's called Napoleon Dynamite. I thought that's what Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh man, yeah, that's probably closer. It'd be really great if you could pull me into town.
Pull me into town.
Napoleon Dynamite. That is closer, though. But yeah, so my intro there, I think it's been kind of slow beer news-wise, wouldn't you say? And I started thinking about, why it would be kind of slow beer news.
For the past few years, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, and for the past few months and weeks. Well, during this time of year is when, and just so listeners who have maybe never been to an annual business plan between brewery reps and distributors, they tend to start in September. They tend to end sometime in October. So it's sort of like the Oktoberfest of distributorship meetings. And this is when the entire industry decides what you're going to love next year.
Oh.
So little do you know that, you know, all of these beers have been in the works since January or before of 2023.
Whoa.
And 2024 is when you are going to find your next big thing, like the beer that's going to rock your world. And you're going to think that it's your fault, but no, it is a grand conspiracy of the brewers. Not even the brewers, actually. It's more the marketing folks who tell the brewers what the next big thing's going to be. And they say, yeah, figure it out. I need you to make some more like hazy lactose bullshit. And we have really cool graphics that are going to go on the cans.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So we're starting cultural. Like, yeah. Why have I not heard this before? Wait, somebody not beer geeks are coming up with shit for next year right now?
Yes.
There's like no, they're not. My ego, my beer geek ego understands that I dictate what's going to be popular, and then the breweries have to adjust to what I think is going to be popular.
Yeah, definitely not the case. It is a grand conspiracy.
Fuck. Oh, I'm pissed. Yeah,
you know, the big dogs and the small dogs, they all get together and say, all right, like, what kind of crafty bullshit are you going to make? And then we're going to make a weird, cheap knockoff of it on our end. So you get to sell the $20 4-pack, and we'll sell the $5.99 6-pack of the same thing. but, you know, we're pandering to a different crowd. Yeah, no, this goes on. And it's my favorite time of the year where you go in, you've stayed up all night working on some sort of Excel sheet about like all the metrics that they missed throughout the year. You know, like, hey, here we are a year later and you guys didn't hit any of the marks that you promised to hit. And then they say, oh, yeah, really sorry. We'll do better. Bro. We'll do better next time. And crazy. They sign off on it. And like everyone jerks each other off. And then, yeah. And then you just like move on with your life knowing that your $10 a handle that you're offering as an incentive isn't going to hold a candle to anything that the big dogs have out there, like, you know, cruises and televisions that they're giving away for, you know, macro beer handles. And yeah, it's just like this really weird dance that we all do. And we all know that we're lying to each other and we don't really know what's going to happen in 2024, but there's going to be your next new favorite beers coming out, but we don't know what it is yet. So keep your ear to the ground.
So they're right, it's coming out. So right now they're developing what's going to be like the hot style for 2024.
No, they have already developed it. That's the thing. Like it's being presented to the distributors right now.
Hmm.
It's already been developed. The calendar is
out. Do you have somebody that will tip you as to what this will be?
Yeah, I think I could probably get some news. Because once I started thinking about it today, I was like, man, I need to get a hold of one of these fucking calendars, like from the craft breweries and see what the next big thing is. I'll make some calls tomorrow, see what I can figure out.
So what do you think this year's, whatever they developed a year ago, what do you think we've been doing this year?
This year was just more of the hazy train. It was just like, you know, different graphics for the same beer and a few different hops. I felt like it was just all still like very hazy. I didn't see any really other innovation come out. I mean, did you?
No, that's what I'm asking.
I think Crispy's got a little bit more action, actually. I think lagers and pilsners got a little bit more love.
Yeah.
This year.
They're behind the lager movement. I knew they would. I knew they were behind it. I didn't know they were that behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe 2024, they're going to come out with the whole, like, you know, don't say crispy rule or something. Law. Don't say crispy.
Well, what? Okay. Tell me this. Maybe you know this. Are lagers any cheaper to make than a pale? I'm going to say they are, but. Are they?
So ingredients wise, raw materials wise, they are generally less expensive to make, but time investment, is more.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
they take up more
lagering is a thing. And lagers are the hardest thing. A really good lager is one of the hardest things to make for a brewer. So, you know, there can be lots of farting and failing in the process, as I like to say.
So, because
but yeah, and they're both I'm the just trying to conspiracy. They're not using a whole bunch of hazy shit in there.
I'm just trying to conspiracy theory how the industry, especially brewers, love lagers. Lagers. And I'm like, yeah. is that because it's cheaper to make a lager? So they're like telling everybody, hey man, try the lager. Lagers.
I will tell you exactly why brewers specifically love lagers, because you can drink it from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to bed and still show up to work and be fine.
Still like
that is 100% the dirty truth.
Wow. Because I can drink all day.
It hydrates you. Yeah.
It keeps you sane.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you have a 12 to 16 ounce lager 8 or 9 in the morning, and then you drink a little bit of coffee along with it. So you had your cereal, you had your coffee. Mm-hmm. You're ready to go brew some hazy bullshit for the rest of the crowd.
For the kids.
Yeah, for the kids.
I'm having also think tank
about 2024's next big fucking beer.
Yeah.
What's it going to be, guys? What is it going to be? I am making calls. I'm going to. Give me the calendar. I'm looking at you, Firestone.
The guy. I always look to that guy from Revolution, Chicago's. Is it Revelation? Revolution. The Doug guy, Beer Cruncher. Because he's like their marketing guy, and he's pretty in tune with he's sort of in the 1 foot in the beer media and 1 foot in the industry. And okay. I feel like he's going to be like what he's saying. He's going to know this little conspiracy of what they're going to come up with 2024.
Yeah, and I think a lot of breweries this year went super big and super heavy on hazies and imperials, you know, lots and lots of IPAs, getting really wild with the hops, the haze, and the alcohol content. And that, I think, really saturated the market, because I didn't see the pull through on a lot of those in California, to be honest. I'd like to see the data on if that was a good move or not, because those are not shelf stable. You need to roll through that shit really quick. So, you know, the distributors are looking at the calendar going like, okay, I need to ask for more money, because I'm going to have to buy back 30% of this shit, because it's going to go bad. And that's always what they wanted to know. You know, when I sat down with a distributor about numbers and things we're releasing, they're like, okay, how much are you going to give us for buying all this back? that's always what they wanted to know. And then how much money we were going to kick in for sponsorships so that they could go to like free rodeos and theme parks and stuff like that.
I want my free shit.
Where's my swag? Yeah, and I will say that every distributor was that way. I will say that one of the nicest distributors to me was always Central Coast. They're now Reyes, but they always treated me well. They at least like looked me in the eye when they were telling me that they weren't going to do any of the stuff that I was asking them to do.
We're straight up not going to do that. All right.
Yeah. And I always preferred that. I always preferred them to say like, you know what, Stace? Oh, we're not going to do any of that stuff. Just like we weren't going to do it this year that we're talking about right now. And I'd be like, all right, cool. Instead of just being like, oh yeah, we'll get all that done.
I feel like maybe last year, a year ago, they were maybe trying to get thiolized beers be a thing, because that was like towards the beginning of this year, it was like thiolized, and then now I still don't see anything happening thiolized.
Yeah, I think that thiolized was really more of a buzzword among beer nerds, kind of like all the folks who are super loud about how great sours are, but you don't see the market share in those the way
sours
you think they would.
Okay.
You know, it's an echo chamber, but yeah, I haven't heard much about thiolized. But like I said, I'll ask around and see if there's some kind of unique stuff coming down the line. You know, everyone keeps their annual business plans pretty close to the vest, because when you're going in behind other suppliers, you don't really want a lot of chatter about like, oh, well, what's, you know, when are you guys releasing your mix pack and then my mix pack and then the spring seasonal? What's that? Oh, like, how are we going to compete? And yeah, like just like in football, you know, they cover their mouth during the play calls because they don't want anyone to know what the next thing is.
Right. No, it's some lip reader, some beer geek lip reader to see like, they're gonna do hazy lagers. I saw him. He said hazy lagers.
Yeah, and listen, any suppliers out there listening to this, if you call and tell me what's on your calendar, I will not rat out which brewery it is. I'm just looking for styles and what the next hot thing is. I won't say who you are.
What's the best way email you, Rad Stacy? Or DM you. What's your preferred way for them to contact you?
Direct, definitely Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rad Stacy, no underscore, just rads at Rad Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y. Just DM me there. It's a public account. Yeah, don't get me on the untaps because there's only creeps messaging me on that.
Hey, I message people on untaps.
About bouncing in the park.
we
can make a beer about bouncing in the park. That'd be great. That guy's weird.
I mean, but I out weird. I had some woman that I creeped out like this. So I creeped out
AI.
Yeah, some sort of bot. I don't know I still don't know what the point ever was or what they were going to get from me, but I creeped the bot out. Was like, all right, was like, no, nah, I'm blocking you. I'm like, no, I still don't know what you want. Don't block me. I still need to know what the point of this is.
You know, there's some dude managing those bots and he's like, I don't know, I can't get her to come back online. Like this dude broker. Like we can't get this bot to come back online. He really fucked her up. Yep. She's deep in the ether now.
I just want to know what is your end game of DMing me on Untap? Are you still haven't asked for, can you ask for my credit card at least or something so I can get a handle on what's happening?
Oh man. I have a DM right now.
If anybody's gone down the rabbit hole with some sort of bot creeper on Untappd and found out like what happens. Like when is the point where they start asking for like personal information? Let us know. Right? I still never got to that. I scared my bot off before I got to the point of this.
Yeah, and that guy, whoever he was, he never actually asked for my personal information.
Yeah, what the hell? I've written about it publicly. And still, nobody has anything about this. These weird,
we should start the Untappd missed connection.
Yes.
Come back.
I want to see what's going on. It's just like the weirdest, one of the weirdest corners of the internet is like some sort of bot scam happening on Untappd DMs, but that doesn't ever reveal itself.
What is so? The last message I got, I feel so bad. It's Nick. Is it Cologne? Nick C. I'm just going to say. He asked, hey, Stacy, listening to the podcast today, what's a good bowling beer? My league is about to start. And I just said, I'm so sorry. I missed this lager all the way. I mean, you got to stay hydrated, man. It's hot. Yeah. It's thirsty work bowling. Yeah. You know, don't get crazy right away. Don't order a triple IPA. But maybe
I bowl better with the buzz.
I generally order either like a Pacifico or something like that. Just very light, just something super light. Because there's Bolero here in Fresno does not have a great selection of craft beer.
Boo.
Yeah, the first thing that the gal said to me when I asked, they said, oh, you know, I heard that they were changing their tap list. And she was like, oh, yeah, we're getting some new stuff on. And I was like, oh, what's, you know, are you getting any craft beer on? She goes, oh, we'll have Blue Moon. I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore. God
dang it.
We're done. We are done.
Could you just be any more basic? Did you just say Blue Moon to me?
What I would love actually is if they carried Montucky. I think that would be actually the best bowling beer. Just a can of Montucky.
Yeah, that
it'll
is
last
a good
you
idea.
At least a game and a half.
Yeah, just like tell them, like, can you just get Montucky in here at least?
Yeah, and because it's corporate, they're like, crazy. We have to get permission because they do, you know, they print the menus in bulk and we can't have any local stuff just on the fly because. Control, control, control. And fuck you, Bolero. Jeez.
Wow, I wonder, what could they get, though, that's... Like, what didn't they... There was something they have, though, that you said was, like... Was it a Firestone beer? No.
Well, they have 805 on. And then they've got Voodoo, actually, from New Belgium on. But it's hazy. I'm not going to drink that. I'll die.
Yeah, you might die. That's true.
Me specifically, I'm kind of allergic to that.
Do you say what you're drinking right now? I don't know if it's the
Oh, I didn't. I'm having the Living Waters Brewing Sentinel West Coast IPA from Tennessee. It is 7.8% alcohol, which is a bit high for me. West Coast style India Pale with Chinook, Citra, and Simcoe.
You're getting snookered tonight.
I am trying to.
7-8 out.
All I have to do is go to the funeral home tomorrow. It's not like it's that important.
Yeah. You just look like another dead person there.
Yeah, I go into the fridge and slap myself around to wake up.
Just lay in the slab for a little bit and get yourself right.
I did some measurements and got a desk ordered because I'm taking over a beautiful corner office at the downtown location. I'm very excited. I've got two windows.
What? You can see out? Oh, that's
crazy. I can see out. I know. It's exciting.
Can you see Tioga Sequoia from your window?
No, they're a bit far away.
Persuasion.
We're quite a bit north.
South of Shaw. Them.
Yeah, you know what? I actually pretty close walking distance to south of Shaw from where that is.
Oh. Have yourself a little pizza, a little lager.
Lunchtime lager and pizza.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll run into people. That I work with there, and we can always be like, "This is our secret."
You'll just pretend you didn't see each other,
right? Oh, it was nice seeing you. Oh, that wasn't me.
I've got a sister.
I have yet to go to South of Shaw, actually, and I feel bad about that.
You should. I know. Doug
and I keep talking about going there. And
oh my gosh, they got nice.
You know what? Maybe tomorrow.
They got nice pizzas and nice beers. Oh, and for you, Rad Stacy, they also next door. There's like a wine-ish bar.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not open all the time, though, is it?
No, I don't think so. It's not like
is it like a Thursday through Saturday kind of thing?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we'll go check it out. You know what? Rad, Doug, and I are going to check it out on a Thursday.
So there are, you know, there's two things to see in that one block.
Two things, one small block.
Yep.
Everything for me. Love it.
Yep. Yep. It's all about you.
Wine and beer and pizza and good company. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Into it.
Well, I can't guarantee the good company part, but.
Well, if I take Doug with me.
Well, yeah, that's guaranteed. But I mean, I don't know about the other people. That's what I'm saying.
That's true. I'll say, get away from me.
Get away from me. Taken. I'm trying to sit here with Rad Doug. I'm sorry.
Trying to go out, but I'm not trying to go out and be around a bunch of people. God.
I may edit this out, but I'm going to go to the beer fridge real quick. I'll be right
back. Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing, too. So we'll just edit this.
Let's all take a beer break, everyone.
Oh. Talking in the fridge, my
talking this quickly. Into the beer fridge, Mike, looking for a beer tonight. I'm walking to the beer fridge, talking in the fridge, Mike. I'm walking to the beer fridge, fridge, Mike, looking for a beer tonight. Ooh. Oh, way better. Now you feel better?
Yes.
I love gold.
So my epic find
gold
today at Grocery Outlet was some heavily discounted but fresh Black Butte Porter from Deschutes. Grocery America's market, number one porter.
Bargain market. Wait, what's it actually has a good date on it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I'm very experienced at buying Black Buttes. What's the price on that?
It was $7.99. Mm. I thought that's, it was a good deal.
Yeah, that is.
You're that's not a
gonna
stellar
get
a, deal.
You're not going to get a better one.
And so July of 2023 was package on date, which I think is pretty. That's pretty
yeah,
fresh
for. Yeah,
for Grocery Outlet,
for
yeah.
Grocery Outlet, that's hella fresh. That's like freaking next great. Day.
And I think, what is their shelf life for Black Butte? Do you know? Is it a year? Is it 6 months?
I don't know for sure, but I would say 6 months
Let's
to
see.
A year.
Black Butte Porter.
I mean, it's Porter.
Shelf life.
It's Porter. It's not gonna change
you know.
A whole lot.
I like how, you know, I Google Black Butte Porter shelf life and one of the like other people want to know, you know, at Google, yeah, let you know yeah. other questions that folks have asked. And one of these is, can you drink 20-year-old beer?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Depends on what it is. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
I wrote a blog post related to these kind of questions. And it's one of my best performers as far as traffic goes. But that is a lot of people like asking, like, can I drink this old beer? Like, yeah, you can do it.
You can. You might not love it.
Yeah, you're not going to like it, but you can do it. It's alcohol.
Yep. But sours especially.
As long as it's not
infected.
As long as the bottle's not compromised. Or can.
Yes.
Then you're usually fine.
If you see a bunch of like fuzzy stuff.
Yeah.
Going on. Or if it's sealed but yet half empty at the same time, you might want to shy away.
Yeah, no, you don't.
From that might not be great. All right. They're not giving me a straight answer on the shelf life here,
sons
but
of bitches.
I'm guessing 6 months to a year.
Yeah. But I mean it's Black Butte. It's not. It's good.
Yeah. No, it tastes great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this beer.
Ain't nothing wrong
and
with it.
It's getting cool outside. It's been lows in the 60s. This is fucking porter and stout season. Here we are.
I opened up before I had that Thule Fog Trippin Hazy Double IPA from Persuasion Brewing that was donated by Wazoo Corvette. And there's another Wazoo donated beer from Slice Beer Co. Untold Prophecy West Coast IPA. Mosaic, Mosaic Cryo, and Nectaron and Strata. Those are all
wow.
those are good. It's fairly clear.
It is, wow.
And yeah, it's clear like a West Coast should be.
Is it too clear for you?
No. I prefer West Coast. Clear. I'm fine with hazy IPAs, but I would prefer West Coast. I will buy a West Coast before that I go to the hazies.
Wow.
Like that's
I thought you were all about those clouds.
Well, I like the clouds. I'm just I'll go West Coast before it though. Clouds
funny.
Mess you up. Do you have some culture? That other culture stuff. I mean, we kind of just went into some culture
We already, did, yeah. But... Sorry, there was because there really wasn't a lot of beer news, and so I guess I did just roll right into culture. But I did receive kind of a fun article from B-Rounds on. It's not specifically for Jack in the Box beer pairing. But it is foodbeasts.com, the gentleman's guide to fast food and beer pairing. And I think one of the very first one on here is actually McDonald's Filet-O-Fish paired with Goose Island Summertime Kolsch. I think that's a pretty good pairing.
All right.
I'm into it. And this beer I've had before, and I don't like it. But if any of you have had it before, it's very smoky. But it is the Carl's Jr. Western Bacon Cheeseburger with the Eicht Schlenkerla Rauschbier Marzen. So it's a Rausch beer.
You've had that? And
I have had it.
Wow. And, where is that from? Eicht?
It is from Germany, is it?
Germany?
Yeah, Germany. So it's a smoked beer made with smoked malts. It's smoky. Like you pour it out, you're like, that smells like it's on fire.
Yeah. Like the
very smoky. If you've never had a Rausch beer.
The old Fig Garden Fire Department shows up and is like, dude, we saw, saw something.
Yeah, do not open it indoors. Your fire alarms will go off.
What's going on? I'm sorry. Open the smoked beer.
I know that I've seen it at Cost Plus World Market, which, you know, generally that is a place I do not recommend you buy a beer. But if you do want to try this specific beer.
If you like shelf beer, some people will just loudly be like, there's nothing wrong with shelf beer. You don't have to make your beer cold. I'm like, my comeback to that is always, and it's never lost, is, okay, I'll give you the same beer, and it's one beer has been sitting in the refrigerator for 6 months. The other one's been sitting on a shelf for 6 months. Which beer do you want to drink? And there's nobody that would choose the shelf beer. So that's always my answer to the people that are like, oh, don't worry about shelf beer.
In the defense of this beer, or perhaps it's not a defense at all, is that the shelf won't make it any worse.
Okay.
It just kind of is what it is, this beer. It doesn't matter if it gets oxidized, hot, the smokiness on this beer is so overt that it will cover up any other quote unquote off flavors, because it is an off flavor in and of itself.
Yeah.
But it goes great with a Carl's Jr. Western bacon cheeseburger.
I mean, apparently. I get what the writer is doing, at least. I may not want to do it, but
I don't know that the writer's actually done any pairing.
Well, no, I don't think he tried anything. He's just like, what's good? Smoked beer go with smoky burger.
Yeah. Bacon cheeseburger. So this is a fun one. A Starbucks birthday cake and chocolate cake pops with Samuel Smith's oatmeal stout. Okay. I mean, that's an easy one. Like, you didn't even try.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, everyone can try that at least. That's not like one where, like, I got to search, do any, like, hard search. Town, every outhouse, doghouse, henhouse from here to hard target search. For Samuel Smith.
And then the Jack in the Box Breakfast Jack with Hangar 24 Orange Wheat. Meh, I think that's weak too, actually. Wow. But I don't know.
What goes with just some regular tacos from Taco Bell? No lettuce.
Oh man!
No lettuce on the tacos.
I'm gonna say, since I was already talking about Montucky, I'm just gonna say big can of Montucky with that bad boy.
Yeah. No, I want like a box of tacos. It's a box of tacos.
Oh, box of tacos. Okay.
I'm just gonna sit with my shame and my box of tacos. And...
You know what? Then you need a triple IPA.
Oh, okay. That's different. Yeah. If I have a mindset, if I'm like depressed and shit, then I gotta have.
Yeah, I think a suitcase of tacos with a therapist from Dust Bowl is.
Lagers are for people not going through any kind of thing. Triple IPAs are for people like going through some shit. I'm like, I need to sit sit in my back porch with a box of tacos and the triple IPA, figure some shit out.
I mean, if you're already making poor choices, why not just stack it up?
Well, yeah, just go full bore. And maybe order a pizookie from BJ's.
Oh, God. I hate those things.
What do you mean hate those things?
I don't.
They're delicious.
It's too much sugar.
They're a week's worth of calories in one thing. Right. But
like, you already just had a bunch of dinner that was probably 5,000 calories in and of itself. And then you know what? I also want a pizookie.
I want my fourth beer. Yeah. I want my fourth beer and a pizookie.
Do you have a ride, sir?
Do you have a ride?
This one's kind of sad right here because it's a pairing with Anchor Steam beer. So you can't do this one anymore, guys. Chipotle barbacoa burrito bowl with the Anchor Steam.
Oh, burrito bowl.
I know. Rip.
I thought they're still trying to reacquire it, the employees. I thought that's just still an active thing.
Well, is there like a GoFundMe or something that we can help out with this?
Because I feel like we could, but I feel like that was sort of the thing that they're doing is like all the beer geeks of the Bay Area are going to be like part owners of this.
It's the Bay Area too, so why don't they all just camp out there? It's not like they can get evicted and just start brewing beer. Take over the equipment, just start doing it.
Yeah.
Newsom's not going to do anything.
He's going to stop him. Yeah. Nobody's going to stop him.
Yoshinoya beef teriyaki bowl with a Chimay Premier Red. That's a little out there.
Wait, what is this? What is this Yoshinawa thing?
I don't know. Yoshinoya beef teriyaki bowl. I don't know if you've got a.
I know. I guess we don't have that in Fresno.
Sorry, guys. Ooh, Burger King sweet potato fries with. Just take a guess. Just take a wild gander. What would you pair with Burger King sweet potato fries?
Like, it's going to be like a. Like a chocolate stout or some shit like that.
If it's anything but rogue hazelnut brown nectar, you are wrong. That's just, I don't like pairing sweet with sweet.
Yeah, see, like, I knew that's what I was like, I'm going to do a sweet beer with the sweet. Yeah, that's bad pairing. No. You're not supposed to like.
You're
not supposed to double up on it. You're supposed to augment opposite or augment. You're not supposed to just like, I'm going to give a sweet beer with sweet thing.
I don't really feel like they chose anything that was just kind of, you know, like your normal pickup, but maybe I'm wrong. So Wendy's pretzel bacon cheeseburger with Green Flash Le Freak. Does Green Flash make that anymore?
I don't
know.
How
old is this article? Yeah. Be rounds.
Is this from?
How old is this article?
2014?
I know. Oh, yeah. Le Freak actually won the GABF gold in 2012, according to this article. So
2012. See, it's from 2012.
Yeah. Pretty. I mean, it was a fun article. It was fun.
No, that's fun.
Oh, 2013. This was written in 2013.
Bah, bah, bah. See, this is where we have to go. We have to look up shit from 10 years ago to be relevant.
But I enjoyed all the people calling in about some beer pairings here. There's some really fun fall and winter stuff coming out. And I specifically like the Mexican pizza from Taco Bell. So I'm going to find my perfect winter pairing.
You can get it again?
Yeah. Where have you been?
Well, yeah. But I mean, I thought then maybe they took it away again. They're like.
No, people were like trying to burn Taco Bell down.
I'm gonna burn his mother down, and then the person put inside getting like minimum wage from a shitty corporate overlord is like, oh no, please don't burn this down, sir.
Did you hear about the Taco Bell hotel? It was like a traveling hotel.
What?
You could go and stay at like a Taco Bell themed resort, and. Like all day, there were these gourmet tacos that you could have, and
Taco Bell themed
everything.
It's gonna be a Taco Bell resort. We're gonna give you some good tacos. We're not going to give you Taco Bell stuff.
They were bringing people Taco Bell tacos while they were floating in the pool. And there were all these cocktails made out of Taco Bell drinks.
Wait, they stole. That's what I do on a typical August night in my house. They stole my idea.
And it was in the last one that they had was in Palm Springs.
Yeah,
it was the Taco Bell Resort pop up.
I have a Taco Bell Resort pop up in my backyard like every other weekend.
Towel and everything.
Oh yeah. Well, when I wear shorts, love it.
You are living moss.
Children are around, I wear my Taco Bell shorts. Otherwise, don't worry about it.
That's all the culture I got.
All right. I had a dilemma, moral dilemma this week, and I don't know. I feel Rod Stacy. I think I know what Rod Stacy's going to say to this, but so I was in Whole Foods, and people that read drinkingandthinking.substack.com plug. Already know this, but there was a variety pack from Bell's Brewing. I was like, oh my God, like this pre-buyout, that would have been like, oh my God, a variety pack from Bell's. And this is amazing. But, now post buyout, I was like, should I get this? And, cause it's buyout, but it's not like bad buyout. It's like sort of okay-ish buyout.
Is there a line for you or not though? I feel like this is your own moral dilemma.
Yeah, it is. And it's like 2023. Should I be that serious about this indie versus buyout beer anymore? Do I keep up this thing? And I decided to not buy it, and I ended up buying a faction 4-pack of the Penske Files 4-pack, and I walked away. And still clean, no regrets. And then I asked on Drinking and Thinking, like, should I have done it? And most people are like, it's cool because Bell's Brewing sold out because the Bell's guy wanted to retire and he didn't have anyone to give it to. And Kieran was like the best alternative to because they've got New Belgium with them, and it was sort of like the most benign buyout they could do and still have the company keep going, still have the employees still working for Bell's. So it's like the only kind of buyout that's like morally okay. So most people are like, it's still okay to buy Bell's. But some people are like, nah, Merle, keep it indie. Don't fucking move. So I'm like,
I mean, I'm all about the indie beer. You know how I am, but also I empathize and I sympathize with the people that are still working there and doing their thing and working their passion. And I still support New Belgium. I'll support Bell's as long as the workers there are still being treated right and they're still behind their own personal mission and creating really good products for the American craft beer drinker. I'm 100% behind them. But, you know, I don't look at like who bought them. I look at and talk to the people that are working there on the ground, like doing the hard work. And if they're 100% invested, then I am too.
All right. If they're like, these caring people are cool, it's cool. And then you're like, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's necessity in some of these buyouts. And I will tell you, you know, the folks that I talked to back at New Belgium say that they still have a ton of autonomy. It's not like, hey, you know, yeah, we sold to this outside company, but it's not like we're not still our own like unique and freaky company, because they still are like at the forefront of a lot of unique causes and innovation that I am still incredibly proud to support. So, yeah, I think it just depends on who you're hanging out with.
Yeah. Situational.
It is situational.
And I in this situation.
And I want the people there to thrive. You know, I want the people that I know personally who have families and homes and, you know, mortgages and all the same shit that you and I have. I wouldn't ever tell them they got to go do something else just because their brewery got purchased.
Right.
Like there's a personal investment that they put in there too. So
they're still working in beer. They're not, running a hedge fund company or something.
Exactly.
So yeah, but I stay pure, but you know.
Yeah. Don't support them very often because I had a terrible experience at their fucking brewery. So,
you went to the brewery best views in craft beer.
They do have a great view. Yeah. And when I go to that area these days, it's all about St. George for me, but I like gin.
What happened at Faction, Rad Stacy?
So it was during, I can't tell you what year it was. It was a long time ago at this point, but it was during American Craft Beer Week. And there were several of us that went there along with Kim Jordan and Dick Cantwell. It was when the brewery was 100% employee owned and we were all just hanging out. And one of the owners like accused us of being in there like pushing our weight around because we had the New Belgium owners with us and we were just there having beers, like we weren't doing anything. And they were just like, oh, you think you're like big shots, so you want to cut in line? And we're like, no, we're actually just trying to get some beers. Yeah, they were just super rude. So I don't buy anything from Faction.
Dang, they're like
deep personal experience.
Look at these New Belgium fucks trying to get in here.
Yeah,
and they're like, this shit doesn't fly in the East Bay. And you guys are like, really you're like, what are you talking about? What's happening right now?
I don't know. They thought, I felt like there was some tension all over the Magnolia thing somehow.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was just really uncomfortable. And we were like, all right, well, if you guys want to be dicks, then we'll just go over to St. George and get fucked up on gin. And that's what we did.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. But it never, you know, I always had the kind of a bad taste in my mouth ever since then because they just had some prejudgments about us coming. Like we really were just like, let's check out Faction. Everyone keeps talking about how great they are. And I don't know if they thought like Kim Jordan was coming in, like looking around to say, maybe we can buy Faction too. You know, we're all here like just buying up breweries.
Yeah, maybe we can buy this. How much are you guys?
And that's super not what we were about, but.
Wow.
Whatever, Faction.
Industry.
Enjoy your view.
enjoy your view of another city. I mean, come on. I mean, that's the bragging of like, look, we can see this other, look at the other city you can see from our city.
Welcome to Alameda, which is mostly abandoned.
Well, it would have been a badass area for the Oakland A's new stadium, but the asshole owner is moving to Las Vegas, so fuck that guy. As an Oakland A's fan, I'm very bitter about the Oakland A's.
Well, just got to move to Vegas.
No, I'm not doing that. That's all right. I got my fill of desert weather here. I'm fine. I don't need any Las Vegas flooding weather.
I purchased some beer at Whole Foods as well this week.
Oh, wait. Kind of unlike me. Oh, been caught drinking. We're going to hear about that. Also,
I'll save it.
GABF is happening right now. Cheers to everyone at GABF. I hope we get a call in next week from somebody at GABF that's a listener of the show. Have you ever been to GABF?
I have not. That's the one beer fest that I have not been to.
None of us historically on the Perfect Pour have ever been to GABF. What the hell is wrong with us?
Maybe we should go. Maybe we could get some media passes.
Yeah.
Send a few emails.
I mean, we have listeners. I mean, I'm assuming we're going to have somebody there. I mean...
Well, I will be in Denver next week I've already reached out to the Colin and Janine hot tub. Colin and Janine have been in contact.
Hot tub contact. Hot tub line. You just call directly to the hot tub line, and if it just rings and rings, and they're not in the hot tub. But
yep. Yeah, actually, well, so I'll be on the show next week, and then by the time that one lands, I'll be deep in Denver.
Yeah,
in the hot tub.
Yeah, there,
Janine like, sent me a message talking about kidnapping me or something, so yeah. We'll see what happens.
He's like, let's go do some cool shit. Let's get away from Colin. Colin's going to want us to do all this dude bro stuff. Like, let's go.
Exactly. I've got Manny Petties on Saturday, but Thursday and Friday I'm free for the most part.
Wow. That's coming. Ryan Stacy in Denver after GABF. You like to come to cities after the big thing.
Yeah, I don't like crowds, just like you.
Yeah.
Crowds suck. Like, yeah. I'll go endure a crowd for a free ticket, but I'm not going to buy to get in.
Right.
So.
Yeah, my heaven is Disneyland with just like, I mean, I want people there. I want to have like atmosphere going on. I want to be the only person in Disneyland, but I also want to just walk up to my and like wait like about 1 minute for a ride. That's like the
yeah.
Let me just wait 1-2 minutes in the line and then get on my ride. That's what I want.
If so. You can pick a day where you know it's going to be raining and it's a weekday, Disneyland's kind of legit for
yeah,
that.
If you can time a weekday or rainy weekday, you're, yep. you're that's nice. I've done yes. that once and it was nice.
I think the slowest I've ever seen Disneyland is my ex-husband and I went like right after 9/11 happened and there was nobody there.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. Darn, and I mean, that's shitty that it took that to make Disneyland not busy, but yeah, we just walked right onto every ride pretty much.
Wow. That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know what caused us to go right after that, but we're just like, let's go to Disneyland.
Well, you're just like, America's crumbling down. Let's go to Disneyland before
let's go have
gone.
Some fun. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That, I mean, that's actually a good idea.
Yes.
Everyone, let's meet at Disneyland. If shit's going down, let's just go meet at Disneyland.
Yeah, let's go have a final get it at Disneyland. Oh, California Adventure.
No, not California Adventure, Disneyland.
But that's where they have beer.
Well, that's true. No, but then Disneyland has beer now.
Will you talk really? About
beer? Yeah. But you got, it's very specific places. You can't just, it's not like, California Adventure where you can just get a beer and walk around.
Because I thought you could only get it at the Club 33.
Yeah,
that's
the way it was before. But now you can get it at Blue Bayou. You can get beer.
Oh,
they have Abita at Blue Bayou, and then you can get it in the cantina and the Star Wars part.
Oh, okay.
You can get beer in there. And then I think there's a third spot you can get beer. That's not Club 33, but at least those two spots you can get beer. And
so what is it, like $25 for a pint of Abita at Blue Bayou?
It wasn't that bad, but it was like $13 or $14 for an Abita.
Got to be a millionaire to get drunk in that place.
Yeah, you're not getting drunk. I think that's maybe part of the thing was like, yeah, you can have some beer, but you're gonna have a hard time getting drunk, pal. Mickey's gonna make some money off you if you're gonna want to get drunk.
That was like last year. Well, the Fresno Fair is coming up, and I just dropped off all of my canned goods for judging last weekend.
Oh,
so wish me luck, guys.
Wait, which is it? What kind of
So I made a peach jam. I also made apple butter. I did what I call pickled frog balls, which are Brussels sprouts, pickled spicy Brussels sprouts. And
is that what it's gonna say when I see it at the fair? Is that it's gonna say pickled balls, frog balls?
No, it just says spicy Brussels sprouts. Oh, but okay. To my family and friends, it's frog balls.
Oh, okay.
Because that's what they. If frogs had balls, that is what they would look like.
Which building is this in? The Commerce Building? Which
the
building?
Home Arts Building.
Home Arts Building at the Fresno.
It's over by the big races.
Big Fresno Fair.
That's right. Go see my goods, guys. Good. Tell me if I won. See.
Go check out Rad Stacey's goods. Wait, I'm sorry. What Rad Stacey?
That's right. I'm also doing the live pie competition on October something or other.
Pie competition. Like you're going to stand up there and like get judged by your pie? Is that what's going on?
Yes. They judge your pie live and in person. You've got to show everyone your pie and they
show
come
your pie and all the children.
Flavor, flakiness, looks.
Flakiness? Oh yes. My God. Wow. And they're all right.
And, you know, this year I'm just going to slip somebody a 50 because I can never read these fuckers. But I am presenting apple and persimmon pie.
And persimmon, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I like persimmons. And I generally put other baked goods in, but I'm going to be busy in Denver this year during the entry phase of that. Yeah. So I have to do the live pie competition instead. Wow. Yep. Come and watch my pie get judged, guys.
So you'll be getting your pie judged. And Scotty B will be getting his beer judged.
Yes. Same. It should be the same building. The Home Arts Building is where they judge the beer also.
Wow. We've got a lot of Perfect Pour listeners and hosts in one building at the fair, just competing, battling it out.
It's on the very south side of the fair. It's in the building that nobody really cares about, but it is close to the pig races, which are really cute. So you can come watch pigs race and come look at my pie.
I mean, that's the real area of the fair that you want to be in. That's the vibe you want.
The great thing about the pie competition is that's the one day I like to go because I get in for free and I get to park on the premises.
Wow. You're like,
so it's kind of like industry. I make a pie and
you're,
I get free.
You're fair industry on that day.
Yes. Yeah. I got a special pass and everything.
Yeah. Part of the fair. Excuse me. Gotta get through.
Pardon me.
Talent.
Me, guys.
Talent.
Me.
Fair talent. Getting through. Coming through. Fair talent. Coming through.
I and one other gal are typically the youngest people there, and we're in our 40s, and we're like the youngest folks entering any kind of baked goods into the fair. Everyone else has the like, gray blue hair.
Do all the gray hairs like look at you, like give you like a little bit of a like?
Oh
what,
yeah,
what like, a 1950s like side eye, like whatever they did in the 50s.
Yes, like. Yes, and they're coming in with their fucking like pudding pie with Cool Whip on top and all this other bullshit. Like
we did Cool
so
Whip. I got Cool Whip on mine.
That's right. That's a pretty good impression. That's exactly how it is.
Oh, got persimmons.
I made this Moose Tracks pie. What'd you make?
Oh, yeah. Moose Tracks. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Moose Tracks. I named it Moose Tracks.
It's got marshmallows in it.
I came up with that, marshmallows. Nobody else was doing marshmallows. Back in 1935, nobody else was doing marshmallows, and I came up with it. Everybody loves my marshmallows.
The cool thing is that in this year's iteration of the Fresno Fair Cookbook, I am in it for my Best in Show cheesecake. So if you want to know, if you want to make Best in Show cheesecake, go ahead and get the Fresno Fair.
Can I purchase this Fresno?
You sure can.
Oh,
purchase it at the Home Arts Building.
Wow. I might have to pull out the Perfect Pour corporate card and buy that shit.
I can also just email you the recipe. It's pretty simple.
No, I need that book. I need some hard copy.
It's a pretty good one.
What the fuck? This fucking thing has been working all show, and then as soon as I do the voicemails, it stops working. What the fuck? I've been putting in my time. I've been podcasting since 2004. I have paid all my podcasting dues. I should not be going through this bullshit. And last week, I'm sorry for the fucking buzzing that was going on the whole fucking show. Oh my God. I'm like, dude, Jesus, get your shit together, Mike.
I've been pressing the same button since 2004.
Yeah, I've been pressing these fucking buttons since 2004, motherfucker.
Uh-oh. Oh, buzzing.
Yep. Bzzz.
There it is. Here it comes.
There it is.
There's a bee in here.
Yeah. Who let the bee in here? Fucking motherfucker, dude.
Oh, my
all right.
Gosh.
Let's all take
a deep breath. It's going to be okay.
Okay. It's just what it is. All right. Okay. All right. Everything's fine. It's going to be okay. Okay. All right.
I feel good about it.
No. If you want to listen to the Perfect Core listeners, this is Paul with a pro tip. If you want to listen to the show, my advice is don't wait until Friday night when you've had a couple beers and you've been working all week and you're just settling down.
I'd prefer you to listen there.
Because that's been my model lately, and every Friday, I fall asleep. I usually get through the culture segment, and then I'm fast asleep. And I listen on Podbean, and it plays the shows backwards in order.
What?
So I'll usually wake up.
Whoa.
I don't know, 4 or 5 hours later, and it's like several episodes back in the past.
Oh my God!
One night I literally went to sleep listening, probably like I heard the first 10 minutes of the most recent show, and then I literally woke up at 5 in the morning listening to whatever episode I had ended up on. But anyway, it's literally been, for the last month or more, that's been my pattern, which is really unfortunate. So I hear the beginning, and then I don't hear the rest of it, and sometimes I try to go back.
The rest of it's so good.
Yeah, so my advice is listen when you're fresh-faced, caffeinated,
bushy-tailed,
ready to take on the world, or not. And I'm just an old guy, so I drink a beer or two and I start falling asleep. So anyway, that's all I have to report. Keep up the good work, guys. I'm gonna go to bed now. Cheers.
Well, I will say that, you know, I'm glad that we relax you so much.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
no, really, it's like a lullaby.
Yeah, if that's what we provide, then we'll do it. Relaxation, so you can get
soothing voice.
So you can get some sleep, then that's fine. And then, like Paul's subconscious has heard all of the episodes, and like it's heard it all. It's like
right.
But yeah, I like the Friday night listening thing, but you do need to stay awake if you're going to really want to listen.
You could go on to the Friday night Zoom.
Ooh.
Maybe they could keep you awake.
Yeah, they can.
Or they'll just take a picture of you when you pass out.
When you pass out. And like, wait, I never I want to see these pictures on the Discord. I never see these pictures. Yeah, I'll try and get down there.
I've gotten a couple texts tonight, with the picture, which is really funny.
Tonight, Friday/Friday. Waiting for this voice one to fucking load up. Oh my God.
Here it comes.
I've found another thing to mess up the show. It's called Not Loading Up. No other podcast does this.
We just need one more push. It's almost here.
Come on. Just one more push, sweetie. Nope. Still not here. Come on. Nope. Still just a head.
Count to three.
I need to see that shoulder. Oof. Yeah, all
only
the
did it once.
All the moms in the audience are like, "Fuck you, Mike's," making a joke. Oh my god, it's not gonna freaking wow. I'm just in a bizarre land where voicemail.
We might have to have a voicemail redo.
No, no. People love that everything's messed up and the complete unprofessionalism. They love it. All right. We're going back in.
There we go. Hey, guys and lady. I am I'd like to be considered an honorary Central Valley, Californian this weekend.
Okay.
Why's that?
Because you come to
I'm away for a getaway
County.
Weekend with the wife and where I'm at. Ooh. I'm in Morro Bay. You know where that is. That's the Riviera for the Central Valley.
Yeah.
So
we love
we're out
it.
Here this weekend. I'm going to send out a couple flyers. See if Tony Banks can recommend a place to watch some college football on Saturday. Anyway, this is a really big week for a lot of breweries. It's Great American Beer Festival week. Mm-hmm. So today is the
Friday. See how many Central California breweries are going to not win anything
about that. That'd be kind of fun. But, I haven't heard my voice come back at me when I listen to the podcast, so I figured I'd call in, say hi to everybody, tell everybody everything's doing great. Greek. And I do kind of appreciate, I banter back and forth with Rad Stacy and send her Instagram stuff. It's kind of fun. I'm glad that she enjoys it. I think it's funny. I send her funny stuff that I think is, she would think is funny.
It is true.
Some
I don't,
sort of weird
I love
connection. And I can tell you guys all that. Stacy's mom, she's got it going on. Anyways, have fun. Kick your dates. I will be hitting up some local breweries. I already did stop off at Firestone Walker Buellton on the way up. And
that's the best one.
Bye.
And I do appreciate Morro our funny Bay. Stuff banter, so thank you.
Mikey, it didn't take all 3 minutes. What do you think about that?
Good job. Proud of you.
Yeah, I don't even know that was 2 minutes, honestly.
No, yeah, it was actually under 2 minutes.
Wow.
Good job, Fontana. Jim Fontana.
And enjoy Morro Bay.
Oh, yeah. I like the Morro Bay. We have our favorite hotel there that I'm not going to say because I don't want to blow it up. Because it's like somewhat low-key, but it's also pretty rad. So, but if you can DM me on Untappd and I'll tell you my favorite hotel in the Morro Bay.
And your favorite room?
Yeah, well, this is it's a very small hotel, so there's only 6 rooms, I think.
Oh, very exclusive.
It's exclusive. Yeah, it's pretty exclusive.
I know you guys always make fun of me, but I enjoy the Lego Beach, Cambria area.
Cambria.
And I've stayed lots of places there, quite a few Airbnbs, but I do enjoy the Cambria Pines Lodge quite a lot. They allow dogs, so right. I like that.
They wouldn't allow Louie. I guarantee they wouldn't allow Louie. At least they wouldn't allow. At least they wouldn't allow him to come back. Anyway, they wouldn't. We could book 1 weekend and bring Louie, and then they're like, "Yeah, sir, you can no longer book here. Your Labrador is a complete lunatic."
Yeah, Ivan's pretty good. I mean, he always pukes on the way. It's just kind of his thing. Like he's got to get it out of his system, and then he's good after that. Yeah. And then I turn around and then he's looking at us like, is somebody puked in my bed back there, guys?
Guys, take care of this. Guys, somebody puked back
please here. Help me.
I just opened up no cuts, no butts, No Coconuts Tropical IPA.
Oh.
From Urban Roots Brewing and donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. A nice six alker with HBC. Wow, what is that? My old man eyes can't even see what that is. 882 or something. El Dorado Mosaic HBC 472 and Citra hops.
Mm.
Man, lots of experimental hops and
delicious.
It's quite good. Nice. Let's see if we have some. Those are our traditional voicemails. Let's see if we have some emails.
Yeah, send us email voicemails, guys.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Email messages. I like email emojis.
But email voicemails are good too. I'm not gonna. Oh, that is somebody trying to quote us for to make our website better. No, thanks, bro.
Insulting.
Yeah. It's always insulting. Hey, I noticed your website's a piece of shit. I can fix that for you. Fuck you. I'm the piece of shit. I fucking wrote it, bitch.
Exactly.
Like, I noticed.
Yo, what's up,
Perfect
Poetry? You be here. Apologize, homies. It's been a while, like about 4 weeks that I haven't called in. Everything's fine. Everything's good.
Beer,
just been
getting
swamped
worried,
at work,
bro.
Homies. So check it out. I got a list, and I got so much stuff I want to talk about. So I'm going to try to get this in as much as soon as possible. Quick thing, Stacy, you asked about Jack-in-the-Box menus. So
this is
next time you're
popular,
at Jack-in-the-Box and you're drunk and you want something that goes well with your alcohol, ask for a Jumbaco. That's a Jumbo Jack. With a taco inside of it, a Jumbaco. Out here in the San Fernando Valley, if you order that, you will get it. So
no,
I don't know if it'll work
in
Fresno. Scratch that off the list. We're talking about Stacy still. Stacy,
Jumbaco.
You are an undertaker. So now that Halloween's around the corner, maybe you can gather a couple of spooky stories so you could tell us on the week of Halloween for the Perfect Pour episode.
I'll give it a try.
Is the Impala for sale? That's a quick one. I've had Trillium. I bought about six cans at my local bottle shop. And out of the six cans, five were disgusting. Not disgusting. They were okay. I don't know what the hype was. One that was amazing, which was just a regular pale ale. That one was off. That was amazingly delicious. Wish I would have bought six of those instead of six individual cans from Trillium. Okay, scratch that off. The listeners, the Perfect Porians, they want festival reviews. If you guys are willing to pay for festivals, I'm willing to go and review them in California. The furthest stuff I've been to has been Built-In. Lagerville is happening again next year. They already have
a
date. I think it's April 13th. If you're listening, that is a beer fest you want to be at. I know it's a lager fest. But a lot of the lagers there are triple dry hopped, and they taste like IPAs. So there you go.
Yeah.
And then the LA Brew at the Zoo, that is a top-notch beer festival to be at. That one's an amazing one. Expensive, but good. All right, so we talked about the Impala, the Jumbaco. I've been planning for my retirement. You guys talk about retirement homes
Holy
and shit like
shit.
That. I've been actually... I sound like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger, homie. I started working on my retirement plan. What I mean by that is I started doing things around the house. That's why I've been busy a lot. Like adding solar, redoing my roof, replacing my air conditioning. Doing stuff around the house that will take about 30 to 40 years to be replaced. So when I do retire, I am 47. I've been with my company for 26 years now. 30 years, I'm fully invested. So I got four more years to go, and then I can leave this company and go do something that I would love. So then I don't have to worry about fixing stuff around my house because it's already been done.
Oh, yeah.
And there has warranties, homie. So people out there, if you're my age, you're 45, 47, close to 50, do your fixing uppers now to your property, so when you do retire, you could be that old dude and that old Heina at the beer festivals, not giving a fuck because everything in your house is done and fixed, and the money you got left over is to fucking blow it on beer festivals and breweries. Icelandic. You guys were talking about Icelandic people. I dated a girl from Denmark. Yeah. She was recently moved out here. She wasn't moved out here. She was out here an exchange student. Her name was Tova, and I fell in love with her accent, homie, and I've always told her to talk to me in that way, and it kind of sounded like this. I don't know what the fuck I just said, but that's what I heard, and I fell in love with her.
Yeah, that was
Tova. Tova. Last but not least,
I hope his wife doesn't listen.
Fuck pine needles and fuck mosquitoes. Mosquitoes can go F themselves, homie.
Yeah.
I have this pine tree, this evergreen behind my house, and these pine needles, and just a little bit of wind just blows on the fucking branch.
Yeah.
And I get a pound of fucking pine needles on my beautiful backyard. My bear garden looks like shit because of all these pine needles. I can't have beautiful patio furniture. I can't have lawn furniture. I just can't have shit in my backyard because the stupid fucking pine tree decides to rain pine needles everywhere.
Get off my lawn.
To try to get that shit out of your plants and Jesus. Fuck pine needles, fuck pine trees, and fuck mosquitoes too, because every time I go outside to water my plants, it's like I'm getting jumped by another neighborhood, homie. Like, mosquitoes just eat me up, homie.
They eat me up.
And that's it.
They eat me up.
Maybe the mosquitoes are at me because they know I got a good buzz and they're trying to buzz
they
as
like
well. Get
beer.
It?
They
that's
do.
A dad joke.
Yeah, the warmth.
All right. This is Chew Your Beer. Hopefully, this was entertaining. And
you've been missing
that's about it, Holmes. What's up with that Impala, Nick? Call me.
Nick?
Peace out, eh? I to watch you. Vroom, vroom.
Nice.
Is that Impala for sale?
Thank you, Chew. That was amazing. You know what? I got to figure out this whole taco hamburger thing from Jack in the Box. What the fuck?
I mean, there was a lot of gems Chew threw in there, but I think this Jack in the Box thing what? Like, you could. Is he saying you could put a taco inside of a burger? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
And they'll just
I'm gonna have
do
to go
it.
Back and listen to
it's
what
like
exactly it
in
was.
And out, it's like In and Out secret menu shit at Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
And you can tell him to put a taco inside your jumbo
jack. Holy shit. This like blew my mind. Like I was born today. Like my life started today.
This is now my life.
And I know I can't DoorDash that. Like this is something you have to go to the location and tell
DoorDash
them this is what I need.
DoorDash driver will short circuit if you.
Well, I guess you could get a burger and a taco and then do it yourself.
Well, yeah, but that's not the same.
That's not the same. You gotta have him do it for you.
You want a worker to do it for you.
I want you to put that taco in my burger.
In there. Like, sir, I can give
Chew
you.
Chew your beer said. Sir, Chew said.
I can give you a taco and a burger. No! I want you to do it. You to do it. You're a trade professional. I'm just an
Is
idiot.
Is it after midnight or not?
Yeah. Come on. I'm drunk.
This is all your secret mendo.
I'm drunk. I can't understand that. You need to do it.
Oh, my God. Mind blown.
Wow.
Like, I'm sure there's so many secret menus out there that I'm just scratching the surface
like,
of what's out there.
Because, like, in my mind, In-N-Out was the only place that has secret menus. So is Chew saying, like, every fast food place has a secret menu? Because I'm into that. I'm like, what kind of secret menu does Taco Bell have? Does Taco Bell have a secret menu?
You know, Hoagies and Pismo has a secret menu.
Nobody.
That you gotta know about.
Yeah, come on.
Well, if like, you go to Pismo. Specifically for breakfast, it's all like hangover secret menu stuff.
It's like a white people secret menu. Nobody cares about that.
Damn. Shots fired.
Yeah, come on. That we all know the Central Coast is a bunch of racist motherfuckers. We found out during the whole Firestone flap. As if we didn't know. Just read the read the San Luis Obispo Times or wherever the fuck their paper is called and read the opinion page and you'll see. I saw two people, they left two beer cans on the beach and they were from the valley. And I think we should probably ban anybody from the valley from coming here. What do you think, guys? And then there'll be like 20 people like, yes, 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 we should not allow anybody from 559 into this area.
What about 661?
Wait, 661 Bakersfield?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. They don't think about Bakersfield. They just like Fresno is like the valley. It's like, oh, you're from Fresno.
That's because Ventura is the town that bags on all the Bakersfield people. That's their like that's Bakersfield by the sea. And Pismo is Fresno by the sea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or Ventura is also lovingly referred to as Ventucky.
Ventucky.
Any Ventura listeners, call in and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
Yeah. You won't. Because she's not.
I'm not. I live there.
Hey, guys.
It is.
Can you hear me?
Nope.
Driving.
Gotta be.
I'm actually driving. Technically, I'm at a red light on Armstrong and Bullard. Can you guess where I'm coming from?
You're in Fresno County.
That's right. I just left in Santa Ronnie. Headed back home to Sanger. So I'm not going to say where I'm at the end of the voicemail because who knows where I'll be by then. But anyway, so
a couple
things. I want to talk about the AI first. Brad Stacey was talking about the AI and like, hey, can you tell AI to make a beer recipe? So my friend Rick Davis, the guy I brew with all the time, do the homebrew with all the time, he actually put in told AI, the chat, GBT, whatever, told it to make a beer. And I cannot remember what kind of beer it was. It had some kind of weird ingredient, which beers nowadays often have weird ingredients. But when he sent it to me, like, hey, this is what gave me. That's right? So I'm like looking at it. I'm like, why is some of the ingredients in English system and some of them in metric system, for one thing? Like, okay, our hops are ounces, but our grain is kilograms. And like, what the hell? But it just looked like a clusterfuggle, you know? It just looked weird.
That might be perfect.
It would make a beer, but it just looked kind of dumb, you know? So I've seen AI try to make a beer recipe, and like, I wasn't impressed, but I'm sure it can make a decent beer. Anyway, my next item is for Nick.
Sure can ferment.
It may have been two, three, or more episodes ago that Nick made a comment that nobody's made a song for him.
Yeah, and that's right.
While I'm only like halfway through the latest shout, something that was said, it was about a smooth operator.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We all know that song, Sadie. Smooth Operator. So,
Sade.
Nick, Sadie. I'm sorry, Sade.
I'm going to sing Sade. To you the Sade. Smooth Operator Nick song. Because Nick's a smooth operator. Smooth Nick-orator.
Oh.
Coast to coast and even in Iceland. Nick's a smooth. There you go.
I love it. He's not even on the show right now.
There's your song, Nick.
It is
romantic.
I think.
Well, anyway, maybe somebody who actually has musical talent.
I think Paul can make something with that.
Just make Nick a song. Come on, guys. You got. Who do you got?
Nick Operator.
Oh man, I'm drawing a blank on names. There's Keith but there's the guy that made all the bumpers.
Paul.
Is that his name? Paul.
Yes.
That's why I call him
Rudy
because I cannot remember all these freaking names. Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving. I'm on the outskirts of Clovis now. I'm headed towards.
Don't say it.
I said I wasn't going to say where I was at, but
stop it.
But anyway.
Keep the good.
unlike the other two hosts, he's not a prick.
Yeah. Nick's the nice guy of the show. That's
for sure.
True. You need the nice guy. You can't have three pricks.
Nobody's Even though gonna... that is the feng shui of things.
Yeah.
All good things come in threes. Bad things too.
Three pricks. Three pricks. That should be the new name of the show.
Welcome to Running with Beer. I am your host, Sky91. And of course, I'm here with
Martina.
Running with Beer. Why is it Running with Beer this week, Martina? Yeah,
what's going on?
Because we went to the Treehouse, Massachusetts.
Damn it. That's one of my...
Deerfield, Massachusetts. Treehouse. And I ran the half marathon there, and we got two beers as a prize.
Woo! That's the best prize, I think, ever for finishing a half marathon.
Well, it's kind of included beer. In the ticket, but it's okay.
Potato, potato. You won... Two beers for finishing a half marathon, 13.1 miles, a beast of a course with a few hills. But super proud of Martina and my friend for finishing the half marathon.
Scotty just sat back.
Treehouse Deerfield is so cool.
Treehouse,
huge campus. We were there super early in the morning and got some Treehouse coffee. That was Love delicious. It. I think it was the house latte. And then I chilled out while everybody ran. I went and got my first beer while I was waiting for you two to finish. And then we all met up and we had the rest of our drinks. The two, I think I had the Super Cachet and the Curiosity 35 re-release. And Martina, you had the Autumn.
The Autumn and All There Was and All There Ever Will Be.
The Milk Stout.
Milk Stout.
Yeah.
I didn't taste a marshmallow, really.
You, me?
Yeah. Yeah, the marshmallow didn't, but it was very delicious, very sweet tasting. Super busy by the time all the runners were finishing. But really cool. They had live music and food trucks and all kinds of awesome stuff there. They really did a great job with their first half marathon they ever held.
Yeah.
So,
I'd do it again. If they would offer a 10K, I don't think I will run again.
If they did a 10K, I maybe try and do a 10K. Maybe. We'll see about that. 5K. And then yesterday you picked up a bunch of beer to go from Deerfield when you picked up your bib. So right now we're drinking The Resolution from Treehouse, a triple IPA coming in at 9.4 alks.
Damn.
And sipping on that now as we relax on the couch. Winding down from a long and awesome day. So I guess that is the bottom of the hill, bottom of the keg, because the Martina ran it and the Sky 91 drank it. Deerfield,
Massachusetts.
Aw, thank you.
Aw, that was sweet.
I'm glad that Scotty just sat back and like drank coffee and like go run, babe. Keep running.
Have a good time.
Good time running. I'll be here minding Treehouse. That's one of my bucket list places is Treehouse.
Yeah.
Cause you look fun. I mean, you've seen it on Instagram. It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Down.
Like, that's that place was built for me, and I'm not there. And like, I can just hang out in the countryside with like amazing beer and like a giant beer garden. That's like, yes, that's like a little slice of heaven.
Yes.
So, I don't even understand. I think of myself as a geography nerd and not even understand where Treehouse is. I just know it's somewhere in the United States and it looks amazing.
Pretty sure you can Google Maps
Nope. You can't.
No, okay.
If you don't know where it is, then you don't get to go there. That's part of the part of the thing.
It's part of the deal.
Yep.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave a name.
Thank you, everybody, for calling into the show. We really appreciate it. We are the number one podcast for listener voicemails. And when I say number one, I am not referring to beer podcasts. I am referring to podcasts. So any podcast that has better voicemails than the Perfect Pour, please contact us. They never do because there is none. We are the number one. I don't know how we did it. We did it. I mean, I do know, but I won't, I don't want to brag, but.
So I listened to Sword and Scale, which is a crime podcast.
Okay.
And he is really notorious for playing all the voicemails from people who call in and critique, like, how much they hate his voice or how much they want him to just, like, shut up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which is really
we're
funny.
Not at that popularity where everyone's calling in saying, I hate Mikey. Man, that's next level popularity where...
I like his podcast. I like his voice. And it's funny because people will call in, he plays it, and they'll be like, you know what? I love your content. I love the stories that you cover, but you need to shut the fuck up. And I'm like, whoa.
They're probably right. Like, what? I feel like they're right. I've never listened to the show, but I think the listeners of that show are correct.
Your voice is so grating. I just want to get to the story. And he's like, I am telling this story.
Yeah, but he's grating. He's not doing it right.
His voice is fine. I have no issue with his
voice. He could fix it. He just doesn't want it.
I was just really bad. Somebody called him and was like, you know, you guys are great, but Stacy, God, shut the fuck up.
No. They can just stop listening.
Our listeners are really nice. Yeah. So thanks.
We managed to get nice listeners. I mean,
Tell your mean friends.
Yeah, don't tell your mean friends that there's a podcast they could listen to. Don't tell them. That's your thing. Why does it sound so weird?
Wait, what?
I don't know, it just sounded weird.
Oh.
You're a new listener to the show.
Wee.
That's all Paul. That's Paul. All these bumpers are Paul. So if you're like, dude, these are Paul wrote bumpers for the show. So,
thanks, Paul.
The Nick Katie, what have you been drinking? Oh wait, he's not here. Let's see if Nick checked into anything on tap.
Don't check mine.
I'm gonna bet my mortgage on my house that Nick didn't check into anything. Let's see if I lost my house or not. I'm gonna search. Let's see if I still have my house. I'm gonna untap. I'm gonna search my friends. Let's see I'm gonna just type the and see what comes up. The Deluxe Journal. The craftbeerguru.com, the Fontana Gym with 3 exclamation points, the guys, the beer channel, the art of beer, the traveling brewer, the craft trucker. Oh, you remember the craft trucker, everyone? The beer cruiser and the indie beer show, the razor, the fort, the thirsty blonde. Man, Nick is not coming up. Come on, it's just the. All right. Let's see. The Inn. Let's see if Nick comes up then. Oh, he's number three. If you type in The Inn, Nick is number three. All right. That's not bad. Let's see. Oh, he did check in something, guys. Bound what? By Time. Edmunds Oast Brewing Company, IPA. Bound by Time. What the hell is that? Edmunds Oast. What the hell kind of name is Edmunds Oast? Oh, South Carolina brewer. What the hell's Nick doing? No. Oh, man. I think Nick's gone AWOL. He's in South Carolina.
He's just having a good time.
No, no. He's gone AWOL. There's no way he's having a good time. He's gone AWOL. He appears to be in South Carolina. I don't understand this. Whatever.
Is he really, though?
I think he is. I think he's in South Carolina. He's probably, there's probably a hurricane happening and he's involved in it. Everyone like checking on Nick. Rad underscore Stacy, what have you been drinking?
I had a week full of lagers. Rad Doug finally came home after being gone for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
And I hosted some of my coworkers at Gazebo on the day that he was actually traveling back home. And I had Reality Check, Pilsner. I also had a Hobo Pilsner. So Reality Check is what Moon, is that what Moon Time? Wait, who makes Reality Check? Oh, shit. Reality Check, and it's Czech, like Czechoslovakia. Moonlight right. Reality Check Pilsner, 4.9% on the Alex. So staying hydrated nice. Out there. I also had
it's
a
not
Hobo.
The Bearded Iris Reality Check.
What now?
It's not Bearded Iris, huh? I'm just saying.
No, it is not.
Iris nope. Came up for me.
And then I also had a beer from shit.
Son of a
I'm really
bitch.
Fucking up at the end
we're
of the
gonna,
show here.
We're figuring this show out. Like we're just kind of testing it out. See if it's gonna work.
Hold on, I've got it right here. Bubble Chamber from Cellar Maker. It was
chamber?
Really, really good. Alex, it's a German Pilsner.
Bubble Chamber?
German style. Is yeah, Bubble like Chamber. And then I was joking with the hubs that it would be really funny for somebody to make a beer called Echo Chamber, and it can just be like the next thing that everybody's into, whether it's a hazy, whether it's, you know, whatever. It's just Echo Chamber beer, and it can be a different style all the time. It's just whatever everyone's talking about right yeah. now.
Oh, I like that. Echo Chamber is just whatever the hot style is.
And yeah.
Yeah. The beer is, it's like an annual beer. Echo Chamber is an annual beer, but you don't know what the style is.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. It's just whatever the voices out there are echoing that they love right now. It could be an amber. It could be a sour. Oh, you don't even fucking know. It's just the echo chamber that you're in.
I mean, the perfect pour comes up with great marketing yep. shit.
Again. Just like at the beginning when I was talking about the annual business plan and how everyone is deciding right now what you're going to love tomorrow.
Yeah, what you are going to love. You like that?
What you're going to love, yeah.
Like, where can I go and stop this, Rad Stacy? Where are they in, like, Salt Lake City or some, like, nondescript town so nobody knows what the fuck they're doing?
No, it is a small group of people meeting at a distributor near you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's closer than you think, guys. Way closer than you think.
Wow.
How about you, Mikey? What were you drinking this week?
Oh, my God. What did I drink this week? I actually had a light week, which I've been having lately, which I don't like. And I just want to know. I just want
everybody,
everyone to know.
Go on. GoFundMe. Help
yeah,
Mikey.
Yeah, please. Yeah, we already have a Patreon. And that's not enough for me. I need more. I need more beer money.
It's got expensive taste.
Yeah, I do. And I did have that Penske file that I bought Oof. Instead of the bells. And it's a nice beer. We're not going to talk about their incident with the Rad Stacy's crew, but it's a good beer. I enjoy the Penske Fell. I also had a Firestone Walker, another Rad Stacy involved brewery.
I've been involved with all these bitches. Like
involved, yeah, this has got history with everybody. You're
I either worked for you or had a run in with you.
I want to say headstone, but you're whatever the bed, the
epitaph.
No, the bed at the end of the bed, the board at the headboard, the bed. That Rad Stacy's headboard has a lot of brewery marks on it.
That's true. I've rolled around with all kinds of breweries. Yep.
a double hop dosis from Firestone Walker because it's $3.49 for a tall boy of double.
Practically giving that shit away.
Double IPA. I mean, that's what you need as a person, as a human being, in the advanced age that I am. I need the most bang for my buck. Because, I mean, I don't have much longer on this earth, so I need to have some.
Oh, please.
I don't want to die and be like, I wish I drank more IPAs. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be a guy who's like, I drank plenty of IPAs. I'm happy with my IPA content. And then my.
But would have at least one more lager given me an extra year?
Oh, yeah. We're like, man, I could have lived a year longer if I had only drank lagers. I'd be like, I like grabbing my child and be like, don't drink IPAs, drink lagers. You live longer. What was his last words? It was beer related. You don't want to know. Oh, okay.
If I ever sit down to do a funeral insurance pre-plan with you, I won't ask you any of the health questions. We'll just skip right past that.
Like, how many beers do you drink in a week?
Okay, so you're going to need the flex plan. We can't insure you, sir.
Well, whatever, man.
You can't. YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO. YOLO. Whenever I open up another hazy IPA, I say, YOLO.
You only live once and not for very long.
That's correct. The Dorktown on the tap, the Nick 80, and Red underscore Stacy with an E. Yay. Are you underscore on Untap?
Yes, Untapped is underscore Instagram, no underscore.
All right. Just
make sure you're messaging me, not the band on Instagram.
Yeah. Don't message the band. And don't send dick pics to the band, please.
Actually, no, you can send all the dick pics.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. Send your dick pics to the band. Don't send dick pics to the band. They love it. That band loves dick pics.
They do.
Like, oh, thank God, a dick pic. I'm trying to get the last drop of every can I drink this week. Well, have you ever noticed how, like, you think they're done, but then you're like, maybe I can get one more drop out of it, and then one more drop comes. Look, see? All three of the beers I've drank on this episode, Persuasion's Thule Fog, Slice's Untold Prophecy, and Urban Roots... No cuts, no butts, no coconuts. I've been able to get another drop out of it. Oh, that's it. No cuts, no putts, nothing. Oh, I got one more drop out of that Slice Untold Prophecy. Let's see if I can
love
get
it.
One more out of the Thule Fog. Oh, dry. That's it. I got all the drops out. Oh, well.
You know what? Rad Stacy, the band, is like really blowing up. Like, we should really hook up with these guys.
Did we?
Like, their shit is on fire.
Did we do
that? It shows me. I looked them up. It's Rad Stacy Music, and it says that you and I are following them. This is followed by Mikey Topor and myself.
I followed the shit out of that. I'm like, oh, yeah. I want to see what they're doing. I want to see what they're up to.
They're like a metal band, and one of the guys, like the front guy, he's got really great hair.
He's got nice hair.
He's got really nice hair. Yeah. I don't know. They're just mad that I took the name first.
Yeah. You know? They're like, fuck. They love that. Gosh, they're like, love that name, but they're like, oh, somebody's got it on it on all the social media already.
Doofus.
some podcast host. Do you have some cheers you would like to share?
Cheers to everyone calling in about the Jack in the Box pairing. At some point, I will tell you the story. I have a really terrible yet fabulous Jack in the Box story that I have to let this story burn for a little bit longer because I feel like we have to have a special guest on for me to tell it. And it's just a really good story. It involves some people that you know. And this is why I want to know about the pairings. So keep them coming because I love the fast food beer pairings. And then at some point I will tell the epic Jack in the Box at 2 a.m. story in Pismo.
Oh, gosh. Oh, in Pismo.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Was it a taco party?
No.
All right.
Nope. Another show.
That's another.
Another show.
All right.
Well, it's a show in and of itself, this story.
It's in the podcast lore now.
Exactly. Cheers to our golden gods. I know you always do it, but
I
like to say it also.
Yep. If it wasn't for them, we might have to shut the show down without, we can't pay the bills because Podbean. They're like, dude, pay us the money or we don't show your podcast to the world. Oh, okay, Podbean, we'll do it. So and thank you for those people.
Cheers to Nick taking the night off so that we could, you know, have an adult conversation.
Yeah. Nick's kid, like kid fucking like teenager beer questions he has. Damn it, Nick.
Precisely.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, we're trying to do like a legit show. And Nick's asking like, oh, what's the story of IPAs? And we're like, oh my God, Nick, come on, dude. He's like, oh, like, where did they start? When did they start? Like, who even started IPAs? I'm like, really, bro? All right, here we go. Well, see, they started in UK. And there's this dude, this really cool dude, by the way.
He's like, really cool dude.
Yeah, he's like, and they're like, hey, we got to send a lot of British people over to India because we heard there's a country over there that we're not a part of that we want to be a part of because we're Britain. So we got to get over there and like tell them like, hey, this is the cool shit. And then he's like, all right, that sounds like a cool idea. But what you guys are going to need beer to get over there, right? And they're like, well, I guess so. Yeah, we'll probably need some beer. All right, good. Cool. Here's some beer. But this is special beer. We put a lot of hops in this beer. And they're like,
what's hops?
Yeah, they're like, I don't understand what you're saying right now. I'm like, don't worry about it. Once you get about the Cape, right around Africa, you're going to want that fucking hoppy ass beer. And they're like, okay. And so then IPAs are formed. But I don't know how this is related to Nick, but damn it.
I feel like this is a drunk history all about IPAs.
Yes. Oh, they never did a drunk history about IPAs.
They never did.
That's idiots.
Or they haven't yet, anyway.
Yeah. Well, that show's gone, but it's still a good show.
No, we miss Nick. Nick is always so positive and happy. Like every beer is the first beer that Nick has ever had. You know, I just feel like he's always got that glow about him.
I know.
So fresh and new.
Yeah, now I'm depressed that Nick's not here. Thanks a lot, Red Stacy.
I'm so sorry. Stuck with
Yeah, we're stuck with each other. We're like, oh my God, this sucks.
You said it, not me.
Well, I'm just like saying what you're thinking, Rad Stacey.
I'm just thinking that it's been a long day and I'm ready for bed. Cheers to all of you. Thanks for listening. Everyone. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for answering my questions and trying to create a beer recipe with ChatGPT.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking cool. We need to try it again.
Cheers to Corey for coming back as a golden god. He was a golden god before, and now he's back again. CL Brew on Untapped. You want to get in on the Untapped? It's a new website that a lot of people don't know about.
It's called brand new.
Untapped. And,
a couple weeks old.
Yeah. Everyone's having fun on there. Good times. Cheers to all our any brewery that listens to the show and you got a medal at GABF. Good job. Let us know. And we'll talk about it on the show. And cheers to everyone listening to the show. Cheers to the show. You guys are rad. Not as rad as Rad Stacey. But you're still rad.
But you're close.
Yeah,
you're close.
You're in the same ballpark. You're on the same lap as Rad Stacey. Rad Stacey's going to beat you on that lap. But you're still on the same lap. So that's cool.
But I'm going to have water for you at the end.
Yeah, she's going to be like, here you go, loser. Thanks for listening to The Perfect Pour. Have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. But before you start all your doings, you got to what?
Check your fucking dates. And my friends.